Mental Breakdown. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And it's a wonderful October 28th, 2016. Good morning, Friday morning.
Friday's gone. October's almost gone.
That's right. Monday is Halloween. So right. I had a discussion with a person yesterday about it, because she was saying that everybody's going to go trick-or-treating on Sunday night.
Are they?
Because, I don't think so, but because Monday night is a school night. And I said, well, technically, Sunday night is a school night as well. And so we didn't really come to any conclusions on that, except that I think everybody's going to go trick-or-treating on Monday night.
Monday night.
Yeah. But time changes this weekend, right?
I don't know.
I think it changes. Well,
which would mean we'd have to fall back.
Right. So that means it's darker earlier so that you can get out and start doing all that stuff earlier. Earlier in the morning? Earlier in the day, in the evening, because it gets dark earlier. It'll be dark by 5:30 or 6 o'clock.
Even in Florida.
So I think that time changes then. I don't know.
I've lost track of time.
It usually changes the weekend, around the weekend before Halloween. That's the way I usually
think. I'll take your word for it.
Well, I hope. If it doesn't change this weekend, don't listen to what I'm saying. I don't know.
No. You only make one mistake a year, and it's usually in late November. So I'm going to go with your...
Okay.
That we're going to change.
I have
this
a little bit more time before I make my mistake.
You make one a year.
That's right. So, but that's not what we're going to talk about today.
Halloween?
Yeah, Halloween's not what we're going to talk about today.
Or mistakes.
Any of that. What we're going to talk about today is the question why.
Start over again.
Mm-hmm. The topic of today is, when do we answer the question why?
From children?
And we usually get that question from children, right? Okay. That's a very common question that we get from kids. And I say we, meaning we as parents, not necessarily we as therapists or clinicians or anything like that. Parents get that question frequently. And so I think it's an important thing that we talk about, just to see, when do we answer the question why, and when do we avoid or get away from those questions? And move on to something different. So that's the topic for today.
That's right, because sometimes children ask why.
Well, let's talk about it. Okay. So let's, first off, generally speaking, if a kid asks you why, you want to do the best that you can to provide developmentally appropriate information.
Right.
We have talked about this many times before, but firm believers in the idea that, you know, we are our kids' first teachers, and so we need to be educating them from the very beginning. And so when they ask you, why does this work or why does that work, giving them information the best that you can, again, at a developmentally appropriate level, is the most ideal way to handle the situation.
That's right. Parents are their child's first teacher.
Right.
Okay. And that's a nice role to play when kids ask you why and you can answer that question. Right. It's a good learning experience for the child, bonding experience for both of you. And it feels good to be able to provide that information to kids.
Right.
I remember thinking my mother knew everything, you know, that I could go to her and she just knew everything. I mean, she knew how to take care of cuts and she knew how to do bandages.
Right.
I mean, she knew all this stuff. And I thought, man, my mother knows everything.
Yeah.
You know? So you go to your parents because they know everything.
Right. And what's wonderful is that now, in today's age of technology, if you don't know the answer, then it becomes a learning process for you and your child. You can, you know, jump on Google and try to learn together why certain things happen.
That new verb.
Yeah.
Google it.
Yeah.
Okay? Which, again, is a nice learning experience for both of you. If I don't know the answer, look it up on Google. Young people are very good at that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now... But there will come a time, and this could be any day. It could be right after a very good question why, where we get to the point where the question why is becoming problematic.
Problematic, right?
And that could be because the child asks you why, you provide an answer. They ask why again, you provide another answer. They ask why again. And why again, and why again. And so we need to be able to gauge when we just need to stop those situations and maybe even how best to stop those situations from perpetuating and to keep going. I think that the first cue that you should get is if your child's why question is making you frustrated.
That's right. If
you're feeling frustrated,
if you start to lose patience
right,
with the whys,
that's a cue that you should probably find a way to stop it in an appropriate way, not in a way that's going to discourage your child from asking you questions in the future.
Right.
Stop asking me why. You know, you don't want to do those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But you want to shift it to something else. You know, that, you know, let me see if I can find out. Let me see if I can figure out the answer. You know what? Let's talk about it again later. You know, those kinds of statements
right,
will help you avoid that perpetual why, but also not discourage your child from asking questions in the future.
Right. Yeah, when your child starts to ask why repeatedly, the first thing you have to do is when you feel yourself getting impatient, when you feel yourself losing patience, is it because you're engaged in something else and you don't want to bother with this right now? Or are you really attending to your child and your child is just pushing the why?
Right.
Okay. So first of all, separate that. If you really don't want to talk about it right then and there because you're engaged in something else, you either have to tell the child to do it later or you have to disengage and pay attention to
right,
the child. Okay. So make sure that you're not distracted by TV or what you're doing. And you're really attending to the child. If you're really attending and the child keeps pressing you and you feel yourself getting impatient, stop.
Right.
Stop it right then and there. Because if you're getting impatient, your voice is going to change.
Right.
Emotion is going to creep into your voice and that's going to set the child off. Okay. That's going to end badly.
Right.
So as soon as you feel yourself getting impatient, you're not impatient with the child. Think about it this way. You're not getting impatient with your child. Your body is telling you you're getting impatient.
Right.
Okay. It's your body's signaling you to say, let's stop this right now and let's do it later.
Right.
Okay.
And there's two reasons that you're probably getting this cue from your body. And both of them really seem to be sourced actually with the child. And we don't usually say those kinds of things, but it usually is the source comes from the child. Because when your child is asking those repeated whys, It's for one of two reasons, probably. There may be some other reasons, but the two probably more common.
Mm-hmm. The most likely.
The most likely.
Right.
Is that the first one is he doesn't like your answer, and so he's wanting to press you and press you and press you until you either get painted into a corner or in a situation where you're going to give him the answer that he's looking for. That makes sense?
Yeah.
So he's trying to control the situation in some way.
He
knows the answer. He understands what you're saying.
Right.
But he doesn't like it enough to where he's going to accept it.
Right. Right.
So that's one way. Again, if your body's telling you that you're frustrated because that's the road that he's going on, you need to back off and just say, you know what? I gave you the answer. And if you need more, we'll talk about it later.
Right. Right. So disengage.
Disengage.
Before it gets bad.
The other common reason that kids will ask those repeated why questions is because they don't understand.
Right.
And the likelihood is that if you've already gone through one or two rounds of the why question, he's probably not going to understand, at least not right now. Maybe it's because he's just not developmentally there yet. Maybe it's because you're having a difficult time articulating it in a way that he understands.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the reason, if he's, again, asking those repeated why questions because he really doesn't understand, it's not very likely that you're going to help him understand in this situation at this time.
That you're really going to satisfy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So, again, that's why we go back to, okay, so that's when we disengage, when we're starting to feel frustrated because we can't find the right words or we don't know what else to say or how to say it differently. That's the time when you disengage and either revisit it later, consult with somebody, ask somebody else, you know, hey, you know, my kid keeps asking me this question and I'm trying to figure out a way to best answer it. And and then revisit it later.
Right. And there's one other way out of this situation, and that is what I worry about with these why questions is the child wants to keep our children want to keep us engaged.
Right.
When they decide they want our attention, they'll do whatever they need to do to keep us engaged in their lives.
Right.
And why keeps us engaged.
Right.
And why. Another way to deal with it is when your child asks why, ask the child to be more specific.
Right.
You know, why does it get dark? Mm-hmm. And then you can discuss that.
Okay.
Then you're answering a very specific question. You're also teaching your child how to ask a specific right. question. Sometimes when they say why, they're not even sure what they're looking for.
Right.
I mean, they just want to engage you. So if you turn it on to the child and say, what exactly are you asking me? Make them articulate right. a complete sentence. They may not want to do that. So then, mm-hmm. you know, they're just engaging you. Say,
right.
never mind. Because
right.
they don't really want to. They don't really want to ask a specific question. They just want to engage you.
Right.
So that's another way that you can deal with it, is just say, what exactly are you asking me? I really want to answer your question, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure what your question is. Can you tell me more?
Right.
And then you have a specific thing you can talk about.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you can even ask them, you know, if they don't know how to ask with more mm-hmm. detail, say, well, you think about it a little bit more. Think about what you really want to know, and then we'll talk about it again later.
That's right, so. Because... Either they really know the answer and they're just right. kind of baiting you and drawing
yeah.
you in, or they really can't comprehend the real response. You know, when a 5-year-old wants to start talking about reproduction, they're really not going to understand
right.
the correct answer.
Right.
Okay, and so you're not obligated. I mean, you're not obligated to provide an answer to a child who couldn't understand it anyway.
Right.
So make sure they really understand the answer that you're giving them.
Yeah. So dealing with the why question, again, typically we like the idea of answering those questions as often as possible,
right.
as often as you can. But when it's getting into this area where it's a little bit more problematic and a little some more issues, and it's making you frustrated, and it's just
when you feel
why
impatience.
After why after
right.
why,
mm-hmm.
you know, back out of those situations and revisit it later or get some more information and mm-hmm. Approach it again when you have a little bit more patience and a little bit more ability to manage it.
Wait till the commercial.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not when it's 4th and 1. Football.
Oh, you're talking about football.
American football. Okay.
So, all right. So, I hope that helps. Use that strategy over the weekend, because I'm sure there's going to be lots of why questions over the mm-hmm. weekend, especially with Halloween approaching, and we talk about, you know, what's going on
yeah.
with all of that, and when we're going trick-or-treating and all of those things. Why can't we go on Sunday and Monday?
Right. Why don't we start Friday night? Okay.
So, all right. So have a great weekend. Have a great day first. Have a great Friday.
Yeah.
Then a great weekend. And we will see you bright early on Monday morning.
We will.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.